You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to take a look at the weather forecast. Eric, let's start with this week's weather pattern. It has just been downright gorgeous. How'd that happen?
Yeah, well, we were soaked last weekend. In fact, northern Illinois, some locations saw better than 6 inches of rain. But after that system moved on out, and we did see some cooler temperatures, but after it moved out, we had a ridge build in the southeast. And basically, that allowed for some southerly winds to push through the middle part of the country, but they were relatively dry. So we've had this beautiful week of clear skies and drier weather, and the temperatures each day have been rebounding, and they're going to continue to do that. So today, Friday, is going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow, here in Illinois, at least, is going to be a beautiful day. But we got to start watching to our west tomorrow, because on Saturday, it looks as though basically between about Oklahoma to Iowa, maybe up into Minnesota and Wisconsin, there's going to be a long front, a big cold front that's going to be there. And it's going to be the first of three fronts we have to deal with this week. And that front's attached to a pretty deep low pressure system that's way up in Canada. But it is, along it, going to have some decent upper level support to produce some pretty big precipitation. Now, that's going to move through our area on Sunday. So we're going to have a kind of a hiatus in harvest this Sunday. And I know a lot of guys are right now waiting on that corn harvest simply to let the corn dry down as much as they can in the field to reduce some of those costs at the elevators. So we know that, you know, this is going to be another brief delay on that. Now, after that front moves through, again, the first of three, we have this really cool sequence of events in the upper atmosphere, and they're going to combine to basically deepen this trough over the eastern half of the country. And that trough will really be centered in the same place that the ridge is centered now, which is over the southeast. And the translation of all of that is we're going to be having some pretty cool nights coming up to start next week. So I'm talking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But what's interesting is that I think it might be just a little bit too windy to allow us to have an overnight frost event. So we're behind already on our first frost of the year here, at least in Champaign. And it doesn't look as though we're going to quite get it at that point. So, you know, that's our short-term forecast, but I'll tell you, the third front comes in that Friday. So we got front after front after front, and between them, we warm up like we're doing right now. So, you know, November and the end of October, there are transitionary months. You know, we're moving toward, you know, our winter season, so we expect to see this. But I guess my point is that I don't see anything getting blocked up. You know, last year at this time, everything was blocked up. We had that huge ridge in the southeast. We were really, really warm, and the southeast was having a nasty drought. Remember all those fires from a year ago? This year's a lot different.
Trough ridge pattern, and then what happens in November?
Well, this is where things get kind of interesting. It appears as though by the time we get it maybe into the first week of November, we need to be watching for the establishment of a ridge over eastern Canada, really more toward Greenland. And if that ridge sets up, that will actually tend to produce for us here in the central U.S., a more kind of northwesterly flow. And the translation there is we could have, you know, a near average to cooler than average November if that pattern sets up and stays established. And we honestly haven't had a cool fall around here in a while. So this could be an interesting setup. And I'll tell you what, that leads me right into one of the things that was just released yesterday, which is NOAA's winter outlook. And their winter outlook is really being driven right now by the developing very, very weak La Nina across the equatorial Pacific. But if you looked at their forecast and you looked at one of my textbooks that talks about, you know, what La Nina should look like in terms of weather in the U.S., they're very, very similar. I have some part of me agrees with it. Some of the research does agree with what they're saying. But I'll tell you, I do see this year the potential to have more of our weather patterns being driven by what we call the North Atlantic Oscillation. That means I'll be staring all winter long at the position of basically a big high and a big low pressure system near Greenland and the North Atlantic. I think that is going to be a more dominant feature than maybe La Nina will be for our winter. And I'll tell you something, if that sets up in the right phase, we could be in for, you know, what I would call a more normal winter, which we haven't seen in the last couple of winters. NOAA and I actually agree that we should have a wetter than average winter across the state of Illinois. Question is, does that come in as snow or does that come in as rain? My feelings at this point, kind of looking through things, is that I think we have a better chance of having more normal temperatures, maybe even a slight cool bias, especially in December, which may mean we may see snow. We'll definitely see more snow than we saw last year, but it was pretty pathetic around here last year.
Indeed. Let's turn our attention to warmer climes, South America, Brazil in particular.
Yeah, so one of the big stories coming out of Brazil is the delayed planting. So we've been talking about it every Friday. You know, it's been dry in the northern growing regions, so think Mato Grosso, which is their biggest producing state. The eastern side of all of their growing regions have been very, very dry. We've not seen the rains return to the eastern parts. So, you know, some estimates come in that say Mato Grosso is somewhere between 20 and 30% planted. You know, a year ago at this time, they were 50% planted. So there's some delays. And then in the southern growing regions, if they weren't already in the fields, they're going to be dealing with quite a bit of heavy precipitation through the next 10 days or so. So here we're talking about Paraná. We're talking about Rio Grande do Sul. We're talking about Mato Grosso do Sul. Those particular states, which are also big producers, they're going to have quite a bit of rainfall in the coming 10 days as what we call the South American Convergent Zone sets up right across those areas. So I guess what all this says is that, you know, we've kind of potentially taken away another big record yield and record production yield a year away from Brazil. And, you know, CONAB and others right now are coming in around 105 to 107 million metric ton, which is still huge, but not 114 like they had last year. So we're watching for some adversity. And I'll tell you the bigger picture. I think we need to be on the lookout for potential for some drought stress later on this year in Brazil and in Argentina.
Is that related to the La Nina we talked about earlier?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, one of the factors here is that La Nina tends to produce drier conditions across you know, the Brazilian and the Argentinian growing regions. And I've looked at both of their, you know, they both have their own meteorological services. And they're both of them, both Brazil and Argentina are right now locally saying, hey, we think that our dry threat this year is higher than last year.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agripol. You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.